So who am I talking to?
Well, my name is Simon Duffin and I'm based in Richmond, North Yorkshire.
And Simon, you've been touring America looking at tea and coffee, and now I hear you've brought this a bit closer to home. What are you doing at the moment?
Well, I'm going around all of the UK visiting, there are 89 towns and cities around the UK with cathedrals. I'm going to all those cathedrals where I can, regardless of what denomination they're from, and I'm then going to try and find the best place in town for tea or coffee.
Okay, so how do you judge that? What makes a good place for tea or coffee?
Well, obviously, first up is the quality of the tea or coffee. Now, I'm not one of these snobs who has to have, you know, the top roasted bean of coffee or the fantastic loose leaf tea. It's great if you can find that, but you don't have to have that. It's also to do with atmosphere. What sort of feel the place has. Is it a friendly, welcoming, small business? Are the customers giving a bit of a buzz to the place? Does it feel part of the community locally?
Okay, now having been doing this in America as well, because your first book, Fancy a Cuppa US, looked at the sort of habits of America tea and coffee drinking. What are the main differences you're finding?
Well, what struck me in America, before I went to America, actually I did some research, and I was struck by how many tea rooms in America advertise themselves as having male-friendly decor. And I thought, what's this all about, male-friendly decor? So, but actually the thing is, tea in America is a very girly thing to do. You don't find many men in tea rooms. So the biggest difference from us in the UK for America is that there's a general gender divide. Tea is girly, coffee is for men. I mean, it's a very stereotypical thing to say, but, you know, it's very different from back home in the UK where, you know, your average builder and everybody has a cup of tea in the afternoon. So it's a much more diverse drinkers of tea in the UK than in America.
It's lovely. Good luck with the book.